June 30th, 2025. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will state that the Taney County Courthouse and Judicial Centers will be closed on Friday, 4th of July. Are there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 481322 through 481378 and warrant number 8642 with no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for June 23rd, 2025.
Did you guys see anything?
No, sir.
Did not. Move to approve regular session minutes for June 23rd, 2025.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the PWS Increased Law Enforcement Services Agreement, Table Rock. File number 25-75S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff.
So this is the contract with the Corps that we've been doing for the last several years for extra security at the Corps locations.
Okay.
By Table Rock Dam.
And the contract we have in front of us would run through September 6th of 2027.
Correct. As long as it doesn't mistakenly get canceled again.
Understood.
That's why we're doing this. We actually had one that ran through next year, and the Corps accidentally canceled it. And once it was canceled, it couldn't just be reinstated. We had to start back from scratch.
Okay. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 26, 2025, and it is approving the agreement as to form. Okay. Is there any further questions for Sheriff?
No, I'm just looking at the total contract value. Third to last paragraph. Mm-hmm. You guys good with that?
I am.
Yes.
Move to approve the PWS Increased Law Enforcement Service Agreement by and between U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the revised cooperative agreement with College of the Ozarks. This will be file number 25-041S for Sheriff. There was a term in there that Mr. Elliott had revised. Are you okay with that, Sheriff?
I haven't seen the revision, but I assume that Mr. Elliott made the revision that I would be okay with it.
It was something that CFO added, and Travis was fine with it.
Okay.
It was pretty minimal. I think it actually helped define liabilities on both ends, so it wasn't a big deal.
Okay. Any other discussion?
No. Move to approve the intergovernmental cooperative agreement by and between Taney County and School of the Ozarks doing business as College of the Ozarks.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Next, we have our Citywide Enterprise Asset Management System Statement of Work Agreement. This is file number 25-074, Road and Bridge. With us this morning, we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. That's all right.
Believe so. Last week, we had discussed this and did a bid award. There is a section in the contract that I would recommend that we send it back and see if we can get those terms negotiated before we do an approval on this.
Okay.
It was for the liability of the provider.
Okay.
They had a minimal $100 liability limit for themselves. So I would recommend we just go back to them real quickly and see if we can get that negotiated.
Okay.
And it's accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 26, 2025.
Do we want to table or just take no action?
Let's take no action on it, and then we can get it back through legal, and then we'll get it back in front of us.
Okay.
Well, it was just one revision. Shouldn't be much for them to get taken care of.
Shouldn't be a
problem. Yep. All right.
Thank you,
Jack. All right, so next we have the approval of Title III funding. I will wait for Ms. Spencer to see if she can come in. You mind if we come back to that item? We'll just skip over it for just a second, and then we'll come back to it. We'll go to, there's Stephanie. Sorry. Never mind. No need to skip over. There she is. So Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer is with us.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you were able to go back and discuss funding with the entities, the fire departments, and they came to an agreement as far as amounts that they were willing to accept.
Correct. And I presented, or I submitted my recommendation to the commission of the awarding of the SB or the Title III money.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, do you mind? And then we'll accept that.
So Title III monies were available from the federal forestry money and Bradleyville Fire Department, Cedar Creek Fire Department, Central Taney County Fire Protection District, and Pro Tem Fire District put in applications to be able to utilize that money. Bradleyville Fire Department, I would recommend awarding $75,600. Cedar Creek Fire Protection District, $80,000. Central Taney County Fire Protection District, $75,600. And Pro Tem Fire District, $80,000. And they're all very appreciative of the monies to be able to go towards the rural fire districts.
And this is all in conjunction with National Forest Land.
Correct.
You guys have any discussion or questions?
Okay. Move to approve the Title III funding as presented by the county clerk, totaling $311,200.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. You want to do these now? Yeah, you want to go ahead and do your SB 190s while you're there? So, not that we're going to skip over you very long. This is a quick order of business, so we're going to skip over the Library Center of the Ozarks real quick and go to our approval of SB 190 applications. So
SB 190 applications that have I am presenting for the collector. She has reviewed every application and has recommended that we approve SB 190 applications number 2311 through 2590. And she recommends that you deny number 2591 through 2596.
Previously, we had labeled exhibit.
Yep. So label is Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A dated June 30th, 2025.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Now we'll go to our Library Center of the Ozarks presentation. Good morning, ladies.
Library director.
Yeah. Correct.
And then we just were here. Actually, I'll set it up. We haven't really rehearsed anything, but we're just here to give you an annual update. We came this time last year and thought that it would be a good idea to come back and just share with you all that's going on at the library.
Thank you for having us, and thank you all for your support of the library. It means a lot to know that the commission supports everything that we're doing. In your folder, we prepared some information for you. On the right-hand side, we have our 2024 year in review. It was our first year that we were in operation as Library Center of the Ozark. A lot of great successes that we can talk about today. And then on the left-hand side, it's 2025. You know, we have our, we're ending our second quarter, so we do have some statistics and some details for you there. But if you don't mind, we would like to start with the infographic that you see on the right-hand side, the 2024 year in review. So at the end of every year, we have to submit an annual report to the state of Missouri, and these are the statistics that we gather, you know, our key performance indicators to mark, you know, how we're doing. And we're really proud of the numbers, and we'd just like to point out some to you that we had 38,000 visitors, which is amazing. You know, for our first year, we weren't sure how we were going to do, and so that was pretty exciting. 3,794 people attended our programs. 120 programs were offered. We answered 2,882 reference questions, and our summer reading club was very successful with 578 people registered. That was last summer. And already this year, this summer, we exceeded that number. And we're not even done yet. So people are still registering. We've already exceeded that number. So that's pretty exciting. Tells us that people are, you know, liking what we're doing and they're coming back. And Taney County residents are allowed to come to our programs, even though they don't, if they don't have a library card, they can still come to all of our programs for free. And we do have a lot of people outside of our sub-district who come to our programs. They bring their kids, especially, you know, our children's department is one of the best I've seen, and Miss Leah, our librarian, does an amazing job getting people into the library with the kids, and they're happy that they can come to all of our programs for free, so we're proud of that. So I will point out that these aren't just numbers on a paper, you know. A lot of people look at them and go, oh, that sounds good, 300, you know, 3,000 people. Those are people who've come to the library. They walk through our door, they talk to us, they share their stories with us on how important the library is to them. And like Annie said, we are really happy and proud to be here today to share these numbers with you.
So you'll also see that on top of the taking care of the patrons that have come through, we've also been just taking care of the building that was given to us by the Taney Hills Library. So just getting, you know, all the normal HVAC and all the things done there, painting and improving, but also improving adding to the neighborhood, flowers and signage and all those things. So it's been a busy year for us. And then what our trustees have also done is we've set up some goals for ourselves and a vision of where we want to take the library. And so just in this year alone, it's things like extending the hours. What we hear back from our patrons is that they love the library, but they wish it would be open longer. Well, that just takes people in there. So we've been working on hiring in qualified individuals to help keep the doors open a little bit longer. As we look ahead, that's one of the things that we'll be working on as well, is just making it so that it's more accessible to folks who work longer hours or all those things. We are looking to do more collaborations. One of the things that we did this year was with Branson Schools. They had an English as a second language program, essentially, and the library opened